Hello, Value Behavioral Health of Pennsylvania. My name is Vivian. May I have your name?
Tony.
May I have your phone number, please, Tony?
555-123-4567.
Thank you. And which provider's office are you calling from?
ABC Therapy Center.
May I have the tax ID or the NPI for the facility?
123-456-789.
I'm sorry, is that the tax ID or the NPI?
It's the tax ID.
Thank you. May I have the billing address or the service address for your facility?
The billing address is P.O. Box 12345, Pleasantville, PA, 98765.
Thank you, Tony. What may I assist you with today?
I have a question on a claim. It denied stating there is no authorization, but I have authorization.
Okay, let's take a look at it. May I have the member's Medicaid ID?
456-789-123.
May I have the name and date of birth?
Sam Mouse. His date of birth is January 1st, 1999.
Thank you. I don't show primary insurance for him. May I have the date of service of the claim?
The date of service is February 10th, 2014.
What is the procedure code you're billing?
90791.
Any modifier?
No.
Okay, thank you. I see that your claim denied for level of care provided not being authorized. The code 90791 would mean that your authorization letter would show a service class of EXM, which is described as an initial psychiatric interview with a psychologist, an LCSW, an NP, a PA, in a facility. Give me one moment so I can review your authorization. I see that your authorization is a service class of an ITM, which is described as an interagency service plan team meeting, and this would indicate that a code of 98966 for the procedure code.
I don't think that's what they did that day, though.
Do you know when the authorization request was submitted?
No, I don't.
If you can find out the facts, date, and time, in addition to what type of service that was requested, we can investigate this further with the authorization department. Can you obtain that information now, or do you need to call us back?
Can you hold? I'll try to get that now.
Sure.
Lights, muggy nights, curtains drawn in the little room downstairs.
I have it. The fax date was January 25th, 2014 at 1:25.
Let me confirm that. You faxed the authorization request on January 25th, 2014 at 1:25 p.m. for the date of service 2/10/2014.
Yes, that's correct.
What service was requested on the form?
A BHRS evaluation.
Please be sure to note that the code billed on the claim is not for a BHRS evaluation, that you would need to correct the claim or submit a new claim with the correct procedure code or a modifier if the authorization is updated. I will forward an inquiry to the authorization department for further review. If there is a question, the authorization department will contact you. If you do not hear from anyone, please check Provider Connect in 7 days for any update to an authorization so that you can determine what steps you will need to take for your claim. Do you have any questions with this information?
No.
Do you have any other questions at this time?
No. So what you're saying is that I need to check Provider Connect?
Yes, in 7 days to review the authorization for any changes or updates if you do not hear from anyone in 7 days.
And then what?
If the authorization was updated for a BHRS evaluation, you would need to determine if you need to correct your claim or submit a claim as a new since you are within the 90-day timely filing limit from the date of service. You have until May 11, 2014 to submit a claim for a date of service 2/10/2014.
Okay.
If you have any questions after reviewing the authorization or an update hasn't been completed in 8 days, please give us a call back, and the representative you speak to will know that you called today regarding the authorization needing reviewed.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, thank you.
Thank you for calling and have a nice day.